From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 995th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Every time I get this feeling, I'm so blue, I want to cry. I remember how you left me and how you told me lies. Well, I'll get even with you, I'll get even with you. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll get even with you, I'll find me somebody new. That's what I'm gonna do. Well, every time your name is mentioned, I recall sweet memories. Then I think of how you left me with all this misery. Well, I'll get even with you, I'll get even with you. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll get even with you, I'll find me somebody new. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll get even with you, I'll get even with you. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll get even with you, I'll find me somebody new. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, thank you a lot, neighbor. Thank you very, very much. And welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Now here's my good buddy, Mr. Grant Turner. Grant, what have you got on your mind?
Well, not very much, Hawk, but I would like to tell the folks about the lineup for the show tonight. First off, we got Cousin Minnie Pearl with us, and the Jordanaires.
And my good friend, Chet Atkins.
Yes, and Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson is fiddling all the Opry square dancers.
And our very special guests, Johnny and Jack. Well, we'll hear from Johnny Jack, though, in just a little while. But right now, here are the Jordanaires with a great song, For My Good Fortune.
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. For my good fortune. For my good fortune.
Each time I feel him near, I know he dwells with me. You can see without the Lord
just where I might have been. I want to give a shout. Stand right up and shout. I want to give a shout.
Good fortune sung for us by the Jordanaires, and a real good job they did. Well, now, our guests tonight happens to be great friends of mine, and I think they sing just about the best country song around here. And I'm sure you feel just the same way. So, let's Let them know it. What do you say? And make them welcome. Get them out here on the stage. Here they are, Johnny and Jack. Let's make them feel good.
Thank you, Hawk. We're always glad to get back here on the Grand Ole Opry after being over in North Carolina all last week and seeing our friends over there. Right, Jack?
That's right. Let's sing them a song. What about this and this morning that we sang before breakfast, huh?
All right.
Lonely Island Pearl, I'm coming home to you.
Lonely Island Pearl, I'm coming home to you.
This ship taking me home today. Working on board, I'm making my pay. My heart is happy and the sky is blue.
Lonely Island Pearl, I'm coming home to you. Working on board, I'm pulling on the line. Picking up the bell, I'm making my time. Big ship flying through the deep ocean blue. Lonely Island Pearl, I'm coming home to
night, 'cause I'm thinking of you, wondering if your heart will still be true. Every dream I dream is making me blue.
Lonely Island Pearl, I'm coming home to you. Working on board, I'm pulling on the line. Picking up the bell, I'm making my time. Big ship flying through the deep ocean blue. Lonely Island Pearl, I'm
Grant Turner, I sure want to thank you for inviting us over to your house for that Halloween party last night. We had a great time, and that fresh cider and those fresh donuts you served sure made a hit.
Well, not as much as that pound tin of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco that I'd just opened. You pipe smokers sure went for that, Hawk.
Well, why not, Grant? Prince Albert is always fresh, and it's crimp cut so it packs right and burns even and slow and cool.
You're telling me.
It gives a pipe smoker everything he wants, and it tastes so good. You know, P.A. made from a blend of fine natural tobaccos, and that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor. That's why you always get a tasty, cool, comfortable smoke when you light up with P.A.
Yes, and making men like P.A. too, Hawk. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy. It smokes mild and mellow. Never dribbles out the ends.
So making man or pipe smoker, have a real party every time when you light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. And now here's my friend Tommy Jackson and his fiddle and all of the square dancers to do a little fancy stepping for you by the Tennessee Wagner. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tommy Jackson and the Squire Dancers. That was a dandy. Well, neighbor, you know, it's hymn time on our program now, and we've picked out a hymn that we hope that you folks will enjoy. This is one of my favorites, and I hope that it's one of yours. Very pretty old song entitled An Empty Mansion. Here I labor and toil
as I look for a home. Just a humble abode among men. While in heaven a mansion is waiting for me, and a gentle voice pleading, come in. There's a mansion now empty, just waiting for me. At the end of life's troubles somewhere, many friends and dear loved ones will welcome me there. At the door of that mansion someday. There's a mansion now empty, just waiting for me. At the end of my struggles somewhere, many friends and dear loved ones will welcome me there. At the door of that mansion someday.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you a whole lot. Well, there's something I've got to do. I have to introduce a fella who is just about the greatest musician in his line of work. So he's my boss out at R.C. Victor Studios here in Nashville. He plays electric guitar, and his tune is Walking on Strings, and his name is Chester Atkins. Let's make it. Thank you, Chet Atkins. Thank you just a whole lot. That was great. And speaking of something great, we've got one of the biggest... No, that ain't the right way. Maybe I should say it another way. Maybe I should say the greatest, the funniest gal in the business, that Gabby gal from Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Here. Well, sir, I tell you, I'm dressed up tonight and got me some flowers pinned up here on my dress and everything because you... Oh, you sweet thing. Oh, mercy. Ooh, this makes me so excited I can't think what I'm getting ready to say. But you see, tonight I'm celebrating my 18th birthday at the Grand Ole Opry. 18 year ago, I come up here at the Grand Ole Opry. 18 year ago, in November, the 1st of November in 1940. I haven't changed a bit. Thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to ask you fellas here on the stage now, do you think I've changed any?
No.
You really don't think I've changed? Boy, these fellas better go to an eye doctor at once. Monday morning, first thing every one of you, go to one of them eye doctors. Well, one feller did back here. He did say something sweet to me. He said I didn't look a day over 90. Another one did say, now, Jim Self standing here, you did say something sweet. You said I must have been 4-year-old when I come up
right.
here. Oh, well, bless your sweetheart. Got to investigate him, too, I'll tell you. This boy, he's in trouble. No, I tell you, the mayor of Grinder Switch and his wife give me these flowers. As he give them to me, I said, oh, ain't they nice? He said, well, there's a little... We were speaking about how pretty the flowers was. I said, why, there's still a little dew on them. He said, well, that's all right. I'll pay it off come Saturday. But, I tell you, I was scared to death the first night I come up here. I really was. I was scared to death, and I'm still scared. First night I come up here, I was scared something would happen to me. Now I'm scared it won't. It most generally don't, you know it. Last night was Halloween at Grinder Switch, just like every place else. We keep up. We never a day late, you know. And, oh, we had the nicest party, and, oh, everybody was there, young and old. And it was a nice Halloween for Brother. He'd done a real good business. See, he sets in people's windows with a candle in his mouth, you know. And we had a great big party. Oh, we had the biggest party. Everybody was there. Grandpappy Bustrom clear down to Orson Tugwell's youngest little young'un there. And Brother did real well, too, on the apple bobbing. He bobbed for apples all during the party. He come up with 4 apples and 2 extra sets of teeth. But... we had such a good time, except for old Slim. I wish that old boy up there at Grinder Switch, I've told y'all about him before, you know, old Slim Goshen. That's the thinnest feller I ever seen in my life. He's just skin and bones. If he didn't have an Adam's apple, he wouldn't have no shape at all out there. No, sure enough, he's skinny. He's awful skinny, and he's got a skeleton costume. He pulls it out and wears it all the time. Looks just like a skeleton, you know. In fact, his old dog, I tell you, it's awful. Every time he puts that skeleton costume on, his old dog takes him out and buried him 4 times last night. It is embarrassing, sure enough. Well, so though, we had a new girl there last night. She's been visiting around Grinder Switch, Tennessee, and she's flirting around up there. She don't know it, you know. They say them sack dresses is gone out of style. She still had on one of them sack dresses. She looked like a kangaroo with everybody home. But I tell you, too rough for the kids to play out. Oh, I don't know about Jim. Well, anyway, Uncle Nabob come by the house today, and he was talking about he's so glad that daylight saving time has done gone away and they ain't got it nowhere no more, you know, yet. And We had daylight saving time one time here in Nashville, Tennessee, but we didn't have it at Grinder Switch. And that's about an hour down the road, you know, from here. And one afternoon, Uncle Nabob was up here in Nashville, and he went in the bus station. He's going to take a bus down to Grinder Switch, you know. And he asked the fella at the bus station, he said, what time does the bus leave for Grinder Switch, Tennessee? And the fella said, 5:30. And Uncle Nabob says, what time does the bus get to Grinder Switch? The feller says, 5:30. He says, you want a ticket? Uncle Nabob said, no, I just want to sit here and watch that bus take off. But I'll see you next week.
Minnie, did you say you had a good time at the Halloween party last night?
Yeah, I went all dressed up like a witch, but when I walked in, everybody just said, hi, Minnie, right off. Sure is hard to fool folks these days.
It sure is, Minnie, and that goes for pipe smokers, too. Men who want the best in smoking satisfaction and comfort insist on Prince Albert.
Pezzy says the same thing, Hawk.
And why not, Minnie? P.A. is always fresh. It's crimp cut so it burns even and slow. The natural flavor of the fine blend of choice tobaccos is locked in by the special Prince Albert process. Making men like P.A. too. In OCB papers, it rolls easy. Smokes cooled and mellow. Never dribbles out of the end. So smokers everywhere, if you want mildness and satisfying comfort, don't fool around. Get Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert's naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give him mild and mellow, P.A.
Well, sir, now it's time we heard from our guests once again. So here they are with another great big round of applause and one of their RCA Victor records, Stop the World and Left Me Off, Johnny and Jack. Let's make them feel good.
Hey, stop the world and let me off.
Stop the world and let me off.
I'm tired of going round and round.
Heart
is shattered,
can't you see?
Cause you no longer
care for me.
But someday
I'm sure you'll see.
Loving you done this to me. Hey, stop the world and let me on.
Stop the world and let me on.
I'm tired of going round and round.
Dream world tumbled to the ground.
The one I love has
let me down.
I lost the wonder
I'll forget.
How could she leave me here like this? Hey, stop the world and let me off.
Stop the world and let me off.
I'm tired of going round and round.
All right, thank you a lot, John and Jack. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being our guest tonight. Well, now, when my friend Grant Turner said we had talent on this show tonight, he wasn't fooling. And that's exactly what we have got. And just to prove it, I'm going to ask a great friend of mine and a big favorite of all the Grand Ole Opry folks to step up here and sing us a song. It's a song, by the way, that was recorded years ago on the banjo and made famous by a fella by the name of Grandpa Jones. And here he is with Echo Mile to Louisville.
I've traveled over this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coast line, I've traveled everywhere. From Fortin East to Fortin West and back along the line. I'm going now to the place that bets an old hometown of mine. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on the toll road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, hometown of my heart. Bound to be a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Mine lives down in Louisville, she's long and she's tall. But she's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I can picture in my mind place we'll call our home. On the little cot for two we'll never want to roam. Now the place that's right for that love sight is in them bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Thank you, Grandpa Jones. Thanks a whole lot. You really sang that song tonight, don't you say so, Grand Turner?
He sure did, Hawk. And speaking of tonight, well, tonight is slipping away mighty fast, Hawk. Some of the folks have been asking about you, where you've been and what you've been doing lately.
Well, Grant, I'd be tickled to death to tell him. You know, we just finished our fair tour for the season, and we are now booking dates up for the winter and next spring. And we have, I think, 3 or 4 days, the last November, 27th, 28th, and 29th, up around New Jersey, state of New Jersey, and we'll be looking for a lot of folks up there.
Well, a good deal, Hawk. Now, tell us something else. I know you recorded that first song you sang tonight, but haven't you got another big one just out on RCA Victor?
I sure have, Grant Turner.
And was it released today?
It sure was. It came out today.
Well, let's hear it. Now, here he is, neighbors, our star, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and his new record, Freedom.
I wanted my freedom from love and all its pain. I wanted to leave you, never see your face again. But now that I have left you, I'm so alone and blue. 'Cause since I've got my freedom, I find I still love you. Freedom, oh freedom, oh what a price to pay. Crying every night and then I'm lonely every day. Although tears are falling, I'm crying down inside. Freedom, oh freedom, a part of me has
died. That fiddle music means it's time for us to get on out of here. But it sure has been nice having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Now, next week, Ray Price will be heading up the show with Cousin Jody as his guest. So listen then, won't you? Now, this is Hawkshaw Hawkins saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Maybe you folks have noticed something about Camel cigarette advertising in magazines, newspapers, and on television that's a little different from the rest. It's just that the people you see in Camel ads are real people, shown doing the job they actually hold down in real life. No make-believe. Well, sir, the very same thing is true of the cigarette itself. No make-believe about Camels. The mildness of the smoke comes from the only thing it can come from, the costly tobaccos used in Camels. And the same with the flavor. It's so rich and good and fine-tasting because the tobacco is. You see, the Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for flavor and mildness. No wonder more people today smoke Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. How about finding that out for yourself? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.